Sirs, be gentle with my scabbard here. She'll put her tongue out at you presently.
Yes, yes. If you prove...
Attend to me, full moon. I shall clap my hands three times. Thus. At the third, you will eclipse yourself. You ready? One.
It's infamous.
Two.
My dignity.
Three. And now, sir, if I may take you by your collar and your breeches...
Watch them from the box, Valdez. This fellow Cyrano had dared to send us home without our play.
Roxanne seemed pleased enough with his antics, Colonel de Guiche.
Then, while she looks on from the box, let us see this fool made sport of.
Observe, Colonel de Guiche. I myself will proceed to put him in his place. Here he comes. Monsieur de Bergerac.
Yes, Monsieur Valdez.
I think you should be told. Your nose is rather large.
Is that all?
I should think it is enough.
Ah, no, young sir. You are too simple. Why, you might have said, a great many things. For example, in a manner thus, aggressive. I, sir, if that nose were mine, I'd have it amputated on the spot. Or friendly. How do you drink with such a nose? You ought to have a cup made specially. Descriptive. It is a rock, a crag, a cape. A cape? Say rather a peninsula. Inquisitive. What is that receptacle, a razor case or a portfolio? Kindly. Ah, do you love the little birds so much that when they come and sing to you, you give them this to perch on? Familiar. Well, old torchlight, hang your hat over that chandelier. It hurts my eyes. Or, to parody Faustus in the play, was this the nose that launched 1,000 ships and burned the topless towers of Ilium? These, my dear sir, are things you might have said... had you some tinge of letters or of wit.
Don't, Bumpkin!
Wait! What? It seems my sword has gone to sleep. I think 'tis time to wake the steel.
So be it. I draw, monsieur.
You shall die, Valvaire, exquisitely.
Poet?
Yes, a poet, if you will. So while we fence, I'll make you a ballade, extempore.
A ballade?
Yes. I'll compose one whilst we fight. And at the end of the last line... thrust home. Some room, my friends. I need room to choose my rhyme. Now, ready, Valvaire? Lightly, I toss my hat away. Languidly over my arm, let fall the cloak that covers my bright array. Then out swords, and to work withal. A Lancelot and his ladies all. A Spartacus at the hippodrome. I dally a while with you, jackal. Then, as I end the refrain, thrust home. Hark! How the steel rings musical. Mark how my point flows, light as a foam, ready to drive you back to the wall. Then, as I end the refrain, touch on!
You fought well, Cyrano.
All Paris shall hear of it, and Valvaire won't use his sword for a while. Now, the real reason why you hate Montfleury.
Well, he sighs and smiles upon the ladies, he who cannot hold his belly in his arms. I hate him ever since one day he dared smile upon...
What? Is it possible?
For me to love? Yes, I love.
May I know? You have never said...
Whom I love? Well, think a moment. Think of me. Me, whom the plainest woman would despise. Me with this nose of mine that marches on before me by a quarter of an hour. Whom should I love? Why, of course, it must be the woman in the world most beautiful.
Most beautiful? Oh, well, of course, that makes everything clear.
Transparently.
Your cousin?
Yes, Roxanne.
And why not? If you love her, tell her so.
My old friend, look at me. I have no illusion.
Love's no more than chance.
I love Cleopatra. Do I appear Caesar? I adore Beatrice. Have I the look of Dante?
But your wit, your courage, and Roxanne herself, watching your duel, paler than...
Roxanne was there?
Her lips parted, her hand thus at her breast. I saw it. Speak to her. Speak, man.
Through my nose, she might laugh at me. That is the one thing in this world I fear.
Monsieur de Bergerac, a moment.
Yes? It's Roxanne's maid.
From her?
Monsieur de Bergerac, a message for you from my mistress, your cousin. She desires to know when and where she may see you. Privately.
To see me?
To see you. She has certain...